Organizers of the Coast Outdoors Payak Lapit at Whistler Olympic Park, WOP, continue to find new ways to participate not only in their event, but the sport itself. A lapit is defined by Cross Country Canada as a large gathering of skiers who ski on a specifically groomed trail using either the classic diagonal stride or free skating technique over various distances. These events often involve considerable amounts of food and drink, and a celebratory banquet that takes place after the skiing itself. Events like this lapit, which are family-friendly for all ages and abilities, capture the sport for life aspect of cross-country skiing, said event chair Cheryl Yeager in a press release. The 2023 Payak will be held on Feb. 25, but there continues to be a virtual distance challenge for those who cannot attend the in-person festivities. The virtual event runs February 18 to 24, and February 26 to March 12. Yeager is particularly excited about the Payak, a new wrinkle in the lapit meant for canine contenders. This is a fun distance challenge for all the dogs that ski up on the fabulous trail system at the park, said Yeager. The dogs receive a custom bandana, and it's just meant to be inclusive and fun. The Payak is also one of the founding members of the Pacific Northwest Lapit Series, which allows skiers who attend one or more of the four major lapits to compete for the top prize. The other three events are the Napika Panorama Lapit in Toby Creek, Alta, the Ski to the Sun in the Metau Valley, Wash, and the Sovereign 2 Silver Star, two-day series in Vernon, BC. The overall male and female winners are allocated points based on placing in their own age category, and the more events they attend, the more points they earn. Organizers want to showcase these events as destinations, to build the sport and encourage participation, according to Yeager. This is a sign that the sport is seeing a real resurgence. Each of these lapits attracts over 500 participants, she said. This year, the Payak will also include competitions for the best costume, and as always there will be prizes for the ideal time, which is the median skier in each distance category. As of February 14, registration had hit 485 people, which is on pace to beat last year's attendance. Yeager is hoping for close to 600 participants this year. More information can be found on the event website.